I lived a long, long time ago. Back in the Holy Roman Empire. I existed as the Emperor Tucas Facius. And together with my bride, Schleerbagio, we had an idyllic lifestyle. I decided one day, however, as I faced my own mortality, as I watched my pyramid being built, that no one would ever remember me, what I looked like, the rueful look on my face, my wry grin, but most of all, my massive packets. And so, I called the royal sculptor. He came running in. He said, yes, you summon? I said, yes, I would like you to do a nude sculpture of me. He said, whatever you say, sire, whatever you say. Please, take off your robe. And so I stood there wearing nothing but sandals. He said, do you want it exact? I said, what do you mean exact? He said, shall I make your belly a little less pendulous? I said, I'll have your head. He said, I'm sorry. He said, all right, sire. I shall need my assistant Forskinius and Testicules to aid in mixing the mortar. I said, it's a deal. They're hired. He said, I shall also need Hemorrhoidocles and Squarasius to carry the mortar up here as it becomes very heavy. I said, they're hired, whatever you need. He said, I'll need Prostidius and Scrotocles. I said, I don't care, whatever you need. What am I going to say that till I'm blue in the face? I called my right-hand man, Theseus. I said, Theseus, tell Pubocles to man the gate. Tell Spartacus to stand there and keep everybody out. I'm having a royal sculpture done, and I don't want to be disturbed. He said, but sire, Lim Wangius has an appointment with you. I said, I don't care if Lim Wangius has an appointment with you. Crying out loud, I want it now! He said, all right, all right. What shall I tell Pod Pompeius? I said, I don't care what you tell him. Just tell him I'm not seeing anybody. What does it take? Got to draw your picture? He said, whatever you say, your incontinence. I said, well, get out of here. Oh, by the way, tell Dildonius that I'll reschedule our contest tomorrow, okay? So anyway, the royal sculpture went to work. And I stood there, and a couple of my close buddies were admiring the work just to make sure they did it exactly right. Prophylacticus was saying, hey, very nice, very nice. The sculptor said, do you want me to include the boils on your tokas? I said, no. Neither boils nor folliculitis shall ride on my sculpture through all eternity, please. I think that should be rather obvious. Just then, Muff Divius, who'd been watching, said, sire, you're losing 10-hut status. And sure enough, I said, you're right. Come on, I started slapping that bad boy. I said, come on, big fella. Yeah. This is how I want you to sculpt me, because I want to go through life being remembered as a bold man. So many statues I see are in the at-ease stage, and I don't want to be remembered in all eternity as a man of great flaccidity. Well, the sculptor was getting upset. He said, well, what's it going to be? 10-hutter at-ease. You can't move like that. You got to stand with your hands on your hips. I said, I can't keep my hands on my hips if I've got to say that. I said, I know. I know. I got it. I said, Smegmacles, summon the wenches! So sure enough, he went down to the baths and ran up to Orgasmacles and said, Emperor Tucas Facius has summoned the wenches! Get them ready now! And sure enough, gag me with a spoon. He's got them all together and Dickweedius made sure they were bathed properly and sent them all up to me in the nude. And I stood there and I saw them marching in. I said, ladies, your job will be to keep me 10-hut. Now, this is going to be tricky. I cannot achieve a Shangri-La or the sculpture will be ruined because it'll take me half an hour to 45 minutes to re-up my massiviter. So your trick will be just to dally me in the 10-hut status. All right, then. And they all giggled in. Well, Hoshbagius came up and gave me a gentle pinch. I said, well, that's nice. Ah, that is sweet. That is sweet. Sir Vixia came in and gave the old dotage a squeeze. I said, very good. Little Poontagius gave me half a gnarling. Very nice. Very nice. Vulvacia came in and, oh, man, I was so tenhunt I couldn't stand it. Menopausius came walking over. I said, get out, Menopausius. Take the day off, okay? Ah, man, oh, man. And then Hymenius came in and, ooh, it was, ooh, now I'm so tenhunt. The sculptor's going, very good, very good. That looks wonderful. Look at it. I've never seen a man more tenhunt. Vulvacia came in and she just grabbed that bad boy and went, ah, cha, 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 cha. Little Fallopia dallied. I said, all right, ladies, you got to be very careful because I'm on the brink of a Shangri-La. She'll be very, very delicate. Little Syphiliticus came in and, ooh, she was so sweet when suddenly the unexpected happened, an earthquake. The whole castle started shaking. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, for crying out loud. All right. Come back tomorrow.
It's the Best of Greaseman show on a Saturday.